out of my head, out of my head, out of my head now. Get out of my head, get into my heart. Get out of my head, out of my head, out of my head now. Get out of my head, get into my heart. Without you, I do believe I'm homeless and without you.
Welcome back, beloved listeners, to another episode of Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery, an ongoing experiment about all the ways that our creativity can enhance our recovery, all the ways that our recovery can enhance our creativity, some of the tools we might use for both of those jobs, and also some of the challenges we may face. Today's episode is having a body. You have a body. What are you going to do with it? How does it affect your recovery? How does it affect your creativity? Are you present in your body? Are you serving your body so that your body can serve you? And I think in our culture, there are so many ways that we are out of our bodies, that we are not inhabiting our bodies. And drug addiction and alcoholism are definitely one of those. And for some of us, it may just be being not present in the body may be the purpose of our addiction. We may be using addiction and alcoholism to escape from the body. Some of us, that may just be a byproduct. We're addicted, and as a result, we leave the body. Obviously, there's so many impacts upon the body. And when we come into recovery, it can be, it's a piece that is not always present in traditional recovery. In fact, I think about it, if you participate in a 12-step meeting, what you're going to find at a 12-step meeting generally is, although people are recovering from alcohol and drug addiction, which is super fabulous and awesome and great and completely amazing and good, it's also really common to find people smoking cigarettes, drinking coffee, and eating sugar right in the context of the meeting. And though we talk often about that, the fact that there's a physical element of our addiction, I don't think we talk a lot about the fact that there can be a physical element to our recovery. And why this is important to us as creative people, I believe, is twofold. One is it's possible to allow our creativity to overshadow our self-care. So we see that all the time when artists are collapsing or having addiction issues or getting sick or just being completely exhausted. Also, if it's true that creativity is a way for us to express our spirituality and be in connection with our higher power, in the Western Hemisphere, we tend to think of spirituality as being like a mental and emotional thing, but many, many other cultures besides the Western Hemisphere look at the body as being a portion of and a transit point and a way in which that we can interact with our higher power and with our creativity. So there are many movements now in the United States, many different ways in which people are experimenting with the physicality of recovery, and which I believe also plays into our creativity. I chose the music today from an album called Soul Shine that I found online, where you could make a donation in whatever amount you feel comfortable with and purchase the album. It is put out by a bunch of people that support whole yoga for wellness, and this song that I started out with a little teaser at the front of the show is called Out of My Head. It's the summer mix of that song, and it's by Brett Denon. So I hope you enjoy this song, Out of My Head. He's talking about being into your heart, but of course your heart resides right in your body, so you think of it also as being out of your head and into your body.
Get out of my head, out of my head, out of my head now. Get out of my head, get into my heart. Get out of my head, out of my head, out of my head now. Get out of my head, get into my heart. Without you, I do believe I'm homeless, and without you, it's true. I know now if I could live without you, I will. get it back, let me get it back. Get out of my head, out of my head, out of my head now. Get out of my head, get into my heart. Get out of my head, out of my head, out of my head now. Get out of my head, get into my heart.
Get into my heart. The light changed inside, so I went up into the mountains and climbed.
So imagine you've been drinking and drugging for a long time or doing whatever you've been doing, and you come into recovery and are presented with a sort of quandary, I think, in some ways it can be. I know for myself personally, I felt like my body was a car that just drove my mind around to wherever I wanted it to go. And that was a self-limiting viewpoint, because if I didn't care for my body, then I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't do anything well. I had the privilege or the opportunity, whatever, of the experience of getting really sick in early recovery. I got Lyme disease, and I was just down for the count for a little bit more than a year. And what I learned during that time is that the body is not the servant, the body is the master. And it really re-grooved my perspective on that. It's one of the things that helped me stop thinking of my body as just being a car that was driving my mind around, and to start to try and take better care of it. So you may have heard the HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. That's been very, very important for me. What I like about that is it's a cool acronym. My person who was helping me in early recovery said, if you had two of those going at any time, you need to HALT and deal with it, because if you get three of those going at the same time, you're not capable of making good decisions. Nobody is. Really, almost nobody is. The first one I was able to address was a hungry aspect, and I want to just talk briefly about, feeding yourself well. For myself personally, as a musician traveling, one thing I do is I take a lot of food with me. I know where the health food stores are and the places that I tour regularly, and I'm always carrying food so that when I do get hungry, I have a good choice available to me. I read something a while back that said, people who are hungry will eat anything. And they meant that both metaphysically as well as physically. But I noticed for myself, have almonds or a Kind bar or something good, and bananas, apples, all things I like to travel with, then when I'm hungry, I'm much more apt to make a good choice. A friend of mine, Andy Gessling, from a band called Railroad Earth, pointed out to me in my early touring days, he's been kind of my touring guru, and he said, you know, he realized in his early touring days that there's really nothing at a rest stop convenience store that you can really eat sustainably. That's actually changing. I would like to point out, actually, though, on the East Coast here, at least, I'm just coming off the road here, and there's a new chain, a franchise, whatever. It's called Good to Go, and it is healthy, organic, quick grab and go kinds of food in the rest stops on I-95 in Connecticut. I don't know if it's elsewhere, but I know it is there. It's called Good to Go. So there's more and more places coming up because this is becoming more part of the culture. But to identify for yourself, you know, what is it that you need to eat? And I also know a lot of people who just aren't drinking enough liquid. So I just say for myself, I carry like a liter water bottle with me at all times. It's great because I can refill it without damaging the environment. But I also know that I need to drink 2 or 3 of those a day. And for me, having it with me is very, very helpful. So I don't have to go searching out for it if I'm traveling or even in my studio. You know, I want to bring that stuff down into the studio so I don't have to get up and leave. So just basic self-care. And a brief word here also about sugar. I have noticed that sugar is a huge impact on me. And I heard someone say, you know, it's a white refined powder that people get addicted to. This is definitely true. The culture as a whole is addicted to it. But what I've noticed for myself is that, A, it's easier for me to have no sugar in my life than to have some sugar in my life. Just like drugs and alcohol, it's just easier for me to be completely abstinent in that way. Also, it definitely affects my mood. I will have emotional crashes if I have sugar, and it affects my immune system. A book that really, really helps me get with that is a book called Sugar Blues. It's an old book. It's like from the 40s. It was like a World War II Navy person wrote this book called The Sugar Blues. And a small book, like 100 pages or less, very, very helpful for me to get intellectual grip on why this substance does not work for me. And one thing about sugar is that it physiologically causes your stomach to empty its contents faster, which is why that when you eat sugar, you become more hungry, which sounds a lot like addiction to me, you know, when the first drink induces extensive craving for the next one. So just paying attention to what's the quality of the food that I'm eating, am I hydrated enough, and where am I doing in the sugar caffeine thing, and I'm not going to address the nicotine issue. That's between you and you. I will say for myself personally, I am really, really grateful that I was able to let that go eventually. Inhabiting our body is a returning to the self. Many of us think about ourselves as having this inner child. And sometimes I know for myself, my self-destructive nature feels like childish. And so this next song is called Wild Child, also by Brett Denon from the Soulshine album. And I invite you to think about like your pure heart, true self, wild child, you know, who was wild and free and innocent. And so this is, again, Wild Child by Brett Denon.
I am a wild child, yes, I am. I love the country. I wanna run free, and I don't wanna live up to anyone's plan. I wanna feel the good vibes, and I wanna feel the sunshine with you by my side.
there's so many ways as artists or as people that love creativity that we can come home to our bodies. One of them is this new thing that's happening all over the country. Well, it's been happening for years, but it's just getting a higher profile, is yoga for recovery. Many, many people are exploring that. One resource you might want to check out online is Y12SR, which is started out of Indianapolis by a woman named Nikki Myers. And her main theme is that the issues are in the tissues and that we carry a lot of trauma in our body. And although we may abstain from drugs and alcohol, there may still be trauma residing in the body. So to go to a class like that, or to find somebody who does body work that understands what that is, what it is to carry trauma in your body and to be releasing it, is just another way towards wellness. Also, you can check out Recovery 2.0, which is led by Tommy Rosen, who is a Kundalini yoga teacher. And he talks a lot about life beyond recovery, which is that he says, I don't want to be known for the fact that I stopped drinking and I stopped doing drugs. I want to be known for what I did after I stopped drinking and I stopped doing drugs. So I just want to say to you, if you're a person that has been feeling like, you know, there might be something more for me, there might be a higher level of freedom, a deeper level of empowerment, you might want to check out stepping more fully into your body. For myself, one of the ways I can tell that I am not in my body is I often notice that I'm holding my breath. And I grew up around some trauma and some violence, and holding your breath is something that people do. Under breathing is something that people do to try and not be present in a situation. It's a very natural response that we have. So even to just be paying more attention to the breath, I know when I check in with myself, a lot of times I am not breathing in a normal and deep way. Another lovely, lovely way to come home to your body is through movement and dance. Now, I know so many people feel so incredibly awkward stepping back into their bodies. Dancing can be a huge thing for people. So again, a lot of the yoga spaces, there's free dance where they're playing like cool groove music and people are dancing either under the guidance of a leader or just free dancing. There's so many ways to engage in dance and movement in sober spaces. It doesn't mean you have to go to a bar or a club, although, you know, it's none of my business where you go, but I just want to tell you that there are lots of places to engage in dance and movement. And one of the foundations of the being present in the body is joy. There's so many ways in which we can be joyful in our body. Also, we live in a fairly sexualized culture, and we don't talk very much about all the really, really enjoyable ways to be in your body in addition to the joy of making love. But there are so many other ways to be joyfully present in your body, therefore possibly be more connected to your higher power, more grounded in your spirituality, and more able to be creative. As a working artist, I think there's so many ways in which we can stress out the body. I don't want to say damage the body necessarily, although certainly that's true, but there's so many ways we can stress out the body that just to wake up and be present to. I know for myself as a guitar player, standing up with a guitar for long periods of time is, first of all, is inherently unsymmetrical, which a lot of artistic activities are. I'm guessing painting is asymmetrical. Any stringed instrument that you're playing is asymmetrical. So just paying attention to that, there's a couple things that I've found that help me, and I think they're adaptable to other art forms as well. One is that I have a padded strap for my guitar, which is not only padded, but it's also elastic. So it has some give to it. I think it's made by a company called ProStrap. If you're a photographer and you take a lot of pictures and have a heavy camera and then possibly a camera bag or lens bag hanging around your neck and off your shoulders, I've found that that kind of strap is great for the same thing, for having the camera, the luggage bag, whatever it is. So just to make those small accommodations. Also, if you're a musician that sits, I know for me as a guitar player, I have found that my posture is completely foundational to my technique, and that I want to have a posture when I'm sitting that is really sustainable and that is never going to harm my body or get in the way of my technique. So I sit actually most of the time with a footstool, a classical guitar footstool under one foot, and have a comfortable but supportive cushion on my chair. And so those kind of things are really, really helpful, the small accommodations. You could think about also if you're a writer and you're typing a lot, if you have wrist rests, if you have a good seating arrangement, if you have a good posture at your writing desk, at your painting desk. So those are some ways that you can think of, simple ways. And on also, of course, is to be able to stop and take stretch breaks. I know for myself, I'm tending to be curled over when I'm writing, and things that I'm going to be doing a lot of are driving, working on the computer, and playing guitar. So the reverse counter stretches can really, really be helpful for me in that way. You know, having a body is amazing. It's an incredible, amazing, amazing thing that we are issued, you know, just one body. I notice myself personally that sometimes recently I am not liking my body. I am in my 50s now. My body is shifting and changing. My natural reaction to that is to try and ignore it, which is not a very adaptive response that I'm having, but I am aware of it at least in trying to work with that. I've seen a couple things that I wanted to share with you in case you haven't seen them, just to help wake us up to the wonder of having a body. One is there's an art exhibit out called Bodies the Exhibition, and there's another exhibit called Body Worlds. Body Worlds is the original one, I believe, and there's three of those exhibits. They travel around the globe. They give you an up-close and personal view of all of the workings of the human body on the physical level. It doesn't show the chemical responses that are happening or the electromagnetic responses that are happening, but it does show all of the physical, which is just astounding, the way in which the ligaments are attached onto the bones, the way in which the nervous system is run through the body, the way in which the veins and arteries are worked through the flesh of the arms and legs. Really incredible. I came out of there with such a different sense of what it is to have a functioning body. And I would like to say that although I said earlier that at this particular moment I'm not really liking my body because I'm not in the physical shape I would like to be, it's helpful for me to always remember that I have an amazing body. Both my eyes work, both my ears work. I can sing, I can play guitar, I can walk, my hands work, you know, everything works. My digestion system works. My body is doing things for me all the time that I'm not even aware of and possibly not grateful enough for. One of the meditations I've started doing in the last year is a meditation where I just go through and scan my body and thank every part, including like my neurons and my white blood cells and my red blood cells and the enzymes and the proteins and all of the different viruses and bacteria that are doing their amazing job of keeping this community of life that is my body in balance. If you've listened to the show, you may know I'm a science nerd, and the mapping of the human genome shows that the average human body, only 10% of the DNA is actually human. 90% of it are accompanying viruses and bacteria that are coming together to support this thing that we think of as being our body, which is actually really like a traveling city. So just to think of my body differently in this culture where we just don't support that. I think often when I watch the news, which isn't very often, but sometimes I'll see a major network newscast. And one thing I've noticed is that often the people who are giving the newscast are almost immobile. You know, they don't talk with their hands, they don't gesture, they don't move their heads very much. They're just like really like talking heads. And I don't think we live in a culture that allows people to really step into their bodies, which is a funny thing. It's one of the things you see at music festivals where people may be possibly under the influence of something or just in a space where it's allowed. And you see all kinds of people dancing and it looks like they probably don't dance a lot. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean that in any disparaging way, but these spaces in which we have, in which people are allowed to move their bodies in a joyful way, are not very large. You know, and people that might take care of themselves by, like, often I'll stretch and do some yoga at a rest stop, and You know, I might look like the freak because I'm stretching my body out and doing some yoga at the rest stop, but I would just like invite anybody to do that, man. If you're going to be taking a long drive, there's nothing you could do better at the rest stop. Don't go in and get a candy bar. You know, maybe fill up your water bottle and do a little yoga, and you'll be better on your drive. And now it's time for the show where we listen to our listeners. We're going to throw this out to you and ask you to get back to us with your thoughts on this, either on the Facebook page or through my website, which is Kathy@KathyMoser.com. And the question is, how is it for you re-inhabiting your body? How does this serve your creativity? And how does it serve your recovery? What's working for you? And what are the challenges for you? And then we'll read that back on a future show. So you can send me an email to Kathy@KathyMoser.com and put in the subject line, listening to the listeners. And thanks again for tuning in. This has been another episode of Wings Over Water, Creativity in Recovery on City of Angels Recovery Radio. We have music for you every single day of the week. No. Well, yes, I think there is. And there's also shows. There's shows every single day of the week on all kinds of topics. So tune in, tell a friend, and we'll see you next week. We're going to go out with a track called Stay Human by Michael Franti. And just want to let you know that up on the show page, I will post a link to all the music you heard on the show today. Please support the artist, buy the music. Thanks.
Starvation is a creation of the devil, a rebel. I'm bringing food to the people like a widow. Bringing flowers to a grave in the middle of the city. Isolation is a riddle. To be surrounded by a million other people, but feel alone like a tree in the desert. Dried up like the skin of a lizard, but full of color like the spots of a leopard. Drum and bass pull me in like a shepherd. Scratch my itch like a needle on the record. Full of life like a man going to Mecca. Sky high like an eagle up soaring. I speak low but I'm like a lion roaring. Baritone like a Robeson recording. I'm giving thanks for being human every morning. Morning, morning. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend.